on to Prendeville now.
0818-104-106.
The Neil Prendeville Show on Red FM.
And in other news, lads, it's taken off big time. Cork's dirtiest car, inside and out. I'm getting photographs. Keep them coming. Send the photograph and details of your motoring car to text 0868-104-106. Better off doing it on WhatsApp because you can send photographs as well, but keep them coming. My daughter had an infection. It says here, an infection of rats, which is a new one on me, fair play to you, in her car. The rats ate through the wiring, so now she turns on her lights. Only the beams work, and when she indicates, the lights go off. She's two small girls who like to eat in the car, so it's a bit of a disgrace. The girls now call it the rat car. Well, I think the reason that you got an infection of rats probably was because of the food that was being ate in the car. Mind you, on the air yesterday morning, we heard of parents of children who, because they're in such a rush to get from A to B, school to practice, maybe piano, from there to soccer or football or camogie or hockey, that they're eating their dinners in the car on the journey. But anyway, keep them coming because they're fierce fun, and we have a couple of valets to give away. Valets as opposed to valets. One is from Nason Valeting in White's Crossing. The other is from Revive Me Valeting. So we got those for the best, or indeed I should say the worst cars. Adele is in the running though. Morning.
Good morning, PJ. Or good morning, Neil.
Who's he? Sorry. Oh, that's my other buddy on another station, my old pal. I haven't seen him in a long time. I hope he's keeping well. But how are you?
I'm good.
That's a great start. Tell me about your car.
Well, it's a bit mucky looking because the kids play camogie and they love as well going out into the fields looking for old pottery.
Old pottery? Do they ever find any?
Oh, loads. They have a collection of it.
Oh my God. And like, did you ever get to age the pottery as to how old or the backstory to the piece? Are they Roman maybe? Although the Romans never came to Ireland. Are they Viking?
I never really looked them up. Probably something I should do. They'd be interested in it, I'd say. They just like the colours and the designs on them. So they like collecting them, and then they have like a bag that they put it into.
Okay. A lot of the stuff that I'm getting from people has to do with the remains of food in the car. Isn't it true?
Yeah. We have some of that at times as well because they go from swimming to camogie on a Thursday. So they have to eat dinner on the go.
And what's with the dashboard being absolutely destroyed by what clearly looks like people's shoes or boots up on the dash?
Yeah, that's their mucky welly boots when they get into the car.
Right, okay. And you allow all of that, do you?
Well, I try not to, but you know kids now, they don't really listen.
Okay, so look at the back seats of this thing. They're up. You don't mind me saying that the back seats of your car are appalling, do you? You don't take that personally, hopefully.
No, not at all.
It's not a reflection on you, Adele, or is it?
No, it's not. Like, you try clean them. I use the wet vac on them once or twice and it doesn't take it off.
Oh, no. This is getting down your hands and knees in the back seat and scrubbing really hard.
Yeah, it drives me batty.
Your house isn't... the inside of your house isn't like this, is it? No?
Oh, no. Jeepers, no. No, it's just the car.
It's a working car, is it?
It is, yeah.
Okay. So what have we got in here then? We got, obviously, we got Hurleys, helmets, fishing rods, the remains of food, and God knows what the food is from eating on the go, muck, dirt. When was the last time you cleaned it out?
Believe it or not, it was last week. No, I didn't give it a proper clean, like as in a proper, like.
No, you didn't. No, not by a long shot. This is historical dirt.
Well, I wouldn't. Yeah, could be. I don't know. No, it did get a good proper clean. That was last month, because it was due for an NCT, so it was properly cleaned last month. But it doesn't last.
Oh my God. How old is the car?
It's a 2015 car.
If that car could talk, I'd say it would have a lot to say to you, you know? I really do.
Oh, it has a lot. I'd say it carries some stories.
Okay, so do friends ever get into it, or do you ever give anyone a lift, or, you know?
Oh, when my dad gets into it, he kills me.
What does he say?
He'd be saying one of these days there'd be a rat inside the back of it.
Yeah, listen to your dad.
I know.
All right, stay listening. Thanks for sharing the pictures. There's nothing worse, actually, than spilt milk in a car. It's like the smell of vomit. It's awful. Or any kind of a dairy product, but certainly milk. And people have probably experiences of that as well. But anyway, you can go from bad to seriously worse. Alex.
Yes.
This is an abandoned car that you took a photograph of in a field down in West Cork or something that's been sitting there for 10 years, yeah?
No, he's actually still driving it. My boss is still driving the car.
That's...
He goes from, he's from Douglas originally.
Well, yeah.
Originally he's from Castlemartyr and he drives to Douglas. He lives in Douglas, right?
In a former life, this was a beautiful Volkswagen Golf.
Yes. Please don't give the details and Reg, just in case he's going to get disappointed to hear it.
Does he know that you're sharing photographs of his motor car?
No.
Would you mind describing it to me? Go on, I have the pictures. But
you have the pictures, right. I can just put the back of the car and I'll describe what's in the back of it, right? You can see clothes. You can see pieces of curbs. You can see bottles. Food we eat in there. Hard to describe.
Okay, there's some. Okay, just in the boot alone, right? Somebody's a plasterer or a mason or something because there's big buckets of hardened plaster. There's also an abandoned, huge, big, maybe 5 liter drum of two-stroke oil. There seems to be some sort of a generator, and then what looks next to it looks like somebody's...
It's a chainsaw, in fact. Sorry.
It's a chainsaw. It's hard to make out. This other thing then either looks... It probably looks like a sleeping bag or something like that.
I think it's just clothes.
Okay, so into the car itself then, mother of God. I actually think this photograph of the inside of this Volkswagen Golf is unbeatable.
I don't think anybody can beat that. And I actually have cleaned it. So, Neil, I have cleaned it a few times myself. As I said, the message as well. I cleaned a few times. That was a few years ago now, right?
So let's look at the dash first, which is right. Absolutely, totally and utterly. If he was stopped by a cop, they'd take the car off him, I'd say.
Do you know what? I think this is not even worth the clean up. I just sent it to him. I said, this thing has to be burned. Get it burned.
The passenger seat and the passenger footwell is just swamped with, I don't know what
everything.
It is, just litter, junk.
Everything in it. Guess what? Even the passenger door isn't open.
How does it pass an NCT?
I can't tell you. I don't know how it gets away with it. But there is NCT available, and it's called on the check. There is until next month, right? Yeah, week.
It's not going to pass an NCT. No one will even sit into it.
You'd be surprised.
No, I mean, it probably mechanically would, but I don't think somebody would test it. The entire dash is just completely and utterly jam-packed with junk. The footwell, the seats.
Everything.
The driver's footwell is manky with muck.
True. I just said he doesn't deserve to be clean this car ever again. But I would suggest you give it to the lady with the kids she's carrying all the time if you get the voucher.
Fair is fair. It's going to be the worst car because I want to see the before and after the valeting is done. So
I get you.
I'm going to share your boss's pictures, but not the reg of the car online, okay?
Close.
Okay, Alex.
Okay. You have the pictures. I appreciate it.
Okay, freeze it. I want you to hold on.
I can't hold the laugh anymore. Just had enough of it.
All right. I want you to hold on to your job, so we won't give out details of the car, just the interior. All right. Appreciate it, man. Take care. Keep them coming. Send photographs. Text 0868104106. Send them to WhatsApp. Same number, 0868104106. And it's just insane. I accept that all of the cars we're talking about could be classified as working cars, right?